Could you please sum up your stay in New Zealand? What was it like? What did you manage to finish, and when are you leaving?
Thereafter, three really tough days, from the morning to the late evening, we were working. It was quite busy time and quite tiring. We finished everything what we had to finish, what we are here. We made some more jobs than what we wanted, some small details on the mast, on the mainsail, the electronics. And we finished everything. In a couple of hours, we start the local midnight. We will start because the high tide allows us to go. That was really tiring, but we finished safely. We are ready to keep going in the race. So that is the summary of this last 3 days. Was really successful and tiring.
Thank you very much, and have a nice trip. Good luck and fair winds to you.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Conrad. How are you?
Very tired.
Yeah.
But pleased to be here and also at the same time pleased to be going, to be leaving.
We can imagine so. Nandor told us how much work you've done these 3 days, constantly working.
Well, you know, we are skippers and shore crew at the same time, so the harder the shore crew works, the less the skippers sleep. So.
And which sort of problems did you manage to solve? Yes.
I think you have the list. Keels, mainsail, patches, rigging.
You will be the legendary couple of the BWR.
Well, that's one of the unique elements of the Barcelona World Race. Instead of the Vendée, it's one man against, or one woman against nature. Here, there is the force of nature outside the boat, but also a big force of nature inside the boat. Nanda and I are working together well, and it's an interesting challenge to create this dynamic, this team dynamic to work together. And it's not always easy because without having the same first language and also without having sailed together for a year, for example, like Pippi and Alex, sometimes it's tricky to understand each other the first time. But we're getting better and better, and we're working together better and better as a team, and it's really satisfying.
It's really great to see. Conrad, have you had any time to actually feel at home in New Zealand, or you were just constantly working
No, not at all. I mean, first, we have no time here for sightseeing, and also, this is my first time in Bluff, this far south in New Zealand. What I consider to be home is, well, first of all, France, but second of all, Auckland, which is a 2 hour flight away. But it's New Zealand, and it's nice, you know, just to walk into the corner shop where they have familiar magazines and familiar chocolates and ice creams, and it feels nice to be here. So
it's a really nice rest for you, then. I mean, even if you don't have any time for rest, but a nice feeling, I imagine.
It's a nice stop. It's not a nice rest.
Being very nice of your uncle that he fly all the way, and then he helps you with everything that he can help with. What exactly did he do? Which sort of things did your uncle help you with?
Logistics. The things that are difficult for us because we don't have New Zealand's bank cards or New Zealand phones. So Gray rented the car and was able to take us for shopping and to find bits and pieces that we needed that would have taken us a lot of time and a lot of energy to find ourselves without local knowledge. And so having Gray involved in the project has saved many days in the stopover, because otherwise we would have had to arrive and then had the parts manufactured and wait for them to be manufactured and shipped and so on. So it's been a big saving, as well as a pleasure for me to be working with family again.
I see. And please tell him that we are very, very pleased to have him as a volunteer part of the team, and thanks very much for him.
Certainly, certainly. I'll definitely pass that on.
Conrad, do you have a special strategy to sail out?
You mean we have been shore crew while we are here, not skippers. I have not looked at the weather yet. So no, for the moment we have no strategy. The wind will be shifting during the night. There's not very much wind at the moment. It should come back from the south when the wind comes again. So we should have nice conditions for continuing on our way.
Okay, thank you very much, and we wish you a fair wind and good return to the fleet.
Good luck and fair winds to you guys, and you really deserve something comfortable now.
The phone broke up. I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Yeah, I just said that you really deserve something comfortable, like a really nice fair wind and a good angle, a good wind direction.
Yes, that would be nice. That would be nice. I think we will have that, and we will also have a storm in the future. So we take what Mother Nature gives us.
Okay, we're crossing our fingers.
Yeah, very good.
So thank you very much.
Working, but thank you very much to both of you.
Yeah, thank you too, and take care. Take care of yourself and Nandor,
yeah.
and see you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.